requirements that responsible officials participate in efforts to cover up that illegal activity. In other words, all of these charges tend to raise serious questions about the integrity of the White House itself. And I wish to address this question. Last June 17, when I was in Florida trying to get a new address under my family hospital, I first learned from news reports of a Watergate break-in. I was appalled at this senseless illegal action and shocked over that employees of the re-election committee were apparently among those guilty. I immediately ordered an investigation by appropriate government authorities. On September 15, indictments were brought against seven defendants in the case. As the investigations went forward, I repeatedly asked those conducting the investigation whether there was any reason to believe that members of my administration were involved. I received repeated assurances that they were not. Because of these continuing reassurances, because I believed the reports I was getting, because I had faith in the persons from whom I was getting, I discounted stories in the press that appeared to implicate members of my administration or other officials of the campaign committee. Until March of this year, I remained convinced that the denials were true, and that the charges of involvement by members of the White House staff were false. Comments I made during this period, comments made by my last press secretary on my behalf, were based on the information provided to us at that time. However, new information then came to me, which persuaded me that there was a real possibility that some of these charges were true, and suggesting further that there had been an effort to conceal the facts both from the public. As a result, on March 21, I personally assumed the responsibility for coordinating intensive new inquiries into the matter. I personally ordered those conducting the investigations to get all the facts and report them directly to me. I again ordered that all persons in the government or the re-election committee should cooperate fully with the FBI, the prosecutors, the grand jury. I also ordered that anyone who refused to cooperate in telling the truth would be asked to resign from government for service. And with ground rules adopted to preserve the basic constitutional separation of powers between the Congress and the presidency, I directed that members of the White House staff should appear and testify voluntarily under oath before the Senate committee investigating Watergate. I was determined that we should get to the bottom of the matter and that the truth should be fully brought out no matter who was involved. At the same time, I was determined not to take precipitate action, to avoid, if at all possible, any action that would appear to reflect on innocent people. I wanted to be fair, but I knew that in the final analysis, the integrity of this office and public faith in the integrity of this office would have to take priority over all personal considerations. Today, one of the most difficult decisions of my presidency, I accepted the resignations of two of my closest associates in the White House, Bob Haldeman and John Murray, two of the finest public servants it's ever been my privilege to know. I want to stress that in accepting these resignations, I mean to leave no implication whatever of personal wrongdoing on their part or on the part of others against whom charges have been made. But in matters of sensitive, as guarding the integrity of our democratic process, it is essential not only that rigorous legal and ethical standards be observed, but also that the public have total confidence that they are both being observed and enforced by those in authority. They agreed with me that this move was necessary in order to restore that confidence. Because Attorney General findings, though a distinguished public servant, my personal friend for 20 years with no personal involvement whatever in this matter, has been a close personal and professional associate of some of those who are involved in the case, he and I both felt that it was also necessary to make a new attorney general. The counsel of the President, John Dean, has also resigned. As the new attorney general, I have today named Elliot Richardson, a man of an unimpeachable integrity and rigorously high principle. I have directed him to do everything necessary. working toward the goal which has been my overriding concern throughout my public career, and that of bringing peace to America, peace to the world. That is why I decided as the 1972 campaign approached that the presidency should come first, politics second, to the maximum extent possible, therefore. Myself, the delegate, campaign operations, to remove the day-to-day campaign decisions from the president's office. I also severely limited the number of my own campaign appearances. Who then is to blame for what happened in the streets? For specific criminal actions by specific individuals, those who committed them must, of course, bear the liability and pay the penalty. For the fact that if alleged improper actions took place within the White House or within my campaign organization, the easiest course would be for me to blame those to whom I delegated the responsibility to run the campaign. But that would be a cowardly thing to do. I will not place the blame on people who deceived or exceeded their judgment and who did wrong in a case they believe is right. Demonstrates the bankruptcy of the American political system. I believe precisely